2 Chronicles, chapter 34. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, and walked in the ways of David his father, and didn't turn aside to the right hand or to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father, and in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places, and the Asherim, and the graven images, and the molten images. And they broke down the altars of the Baalim in his presence, and the sun images that were on high above them he hewed down, and the Asherim, and the graven images, and the molten images, he broke in pieces, and made dust of them, and strewed it on the graves of them that had sacrificed to them. And he burned the bones of the priests on their altars, and purged Judah and Jerusalem. And so he did in the cities of Manasseh and Ephraim and Simeon, even to Naphtali, he searched their houses round about. And he broke down the altars, and beat the Asherim and the graven images into powder, and hewed down all the sun images throughout all the land of Israel, and returned to Jerusalem. Now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan the son of Azaliah, and Maaseiah the governor of the city, and Joah the son of Joahaz the recorder, to repair the house of Yahweh his God. And they came to Hilkiah the high priest, and delivered the silver that was brought into the house of God, which the Levites, the keepers of the threshold, had gathered of the hand of Manasseh and Ephraim, and of all the remnant of Israel, and of all Judah and Benjamin, and of the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they delivered it into the hand of the workmen who had the oversight of the house of Yahweh, and the workmen who wrought in the house of Yahweh gave it to mend and repair the house. Even to the carpenters and to the builders they gave it, to buy cut stone, and timber for couplings, and to make beams for the houses which the kings of Judah had destroyed. And the men did the work faithfully, and the overseers of them were Jahath and Obadiah, the Levites, of the sons of Merari, and Zechariah and Meshullam, of the sons of the Kohathites, to set it forward, and others of the Levites, all who were skillful with instruments of music. Also they were over the bearers of burdens, and set forward all who did the work in every manner of service, and of the Levites there were scribes, and officers, and porters. And when they brought out the silver that was brought into the house of Yahweh, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of Yahweh given by Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of Yahweh. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. And Shaphan carried the book to the king, and moreover brought back word to the king, saying, All that was committed to your slaves, they are doing. And they have emptied out the silver that was found in the house of Yahweh, and have delivered it into the hand of the overseers, and into the hand of the workmen. And Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has delivered a book to me. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah, and Ahikam the son of Shaphan, and Abdon the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah the king's slave, saying, Go, inquire of Yahweh for me, and for those who are left in Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that was found, for great is the wrath of Yahweh that is poured out on us, because our fathers have not kept the word of Yahweh, to do according to all that is written in this book. So Hilkiah, and those whom the king had commanded, went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum the son of Tokath, the son of Hazra, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the 2nd quarter, and they spoke to her to that effect. And she said to them, This is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, Tell the man who sent you to me. Thus says Yahweh, Look, I will bring evil on this place, and on its inhabitants, even all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah. Because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands, therefore is my wrath poured out on this place, and it will not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of Yahweh, thus you will say to him, This is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, as concerning the words which you have heard. Because your heart was tender, and you humbled yourself before God, when you heard his words against this place, and against its inhabitants, and have humbled yourself before me, and have rent your clothes, and wept before me, I also have heard you, says Yahweh. Look, I will gather you to your fathers, and you will be gathered to your grave in peace, neither will your eyes see all the evil that I will bring on this place, and on its inhabitants. And they brought back word to the king. Then the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. And the king went up to the house of Yahweh, and all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priests, and the Levites, and all the people, both great and small, and he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of Yahweh. And the king stood in his place, and made a covenant before Yahweh, to walk after Yahweh, and to keep his commandments, and his testimonies, and his statutes, with all his heart, and with all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant that were written in this book. Then he caused all who were found in Jerusalem and Benjamin to stand. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. And Josiah took away all the disgusting things out of all the countries that pertained to the sons of Israel, and made all who were found in Israel to serve, even to serve Yahweh their God. All his days they did not depart from following Yahweh, the God of their fathers.